This is VOA. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump on Friday pressured U.S. companies to leave China after Beijing unveiled $75 billion worth of tariffs on U.S. goods. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports, the statement is the latest salvo in the trade war between the world's two largest economies.
One person with knowledge of the president's meetings with trade advisors says one option being discussed is a 25% tariff on all Chinese exports to America. The president earlier tweeted he's demanding U.S. companies doing business in China find alternatives elsewhere. The White House did not immediately say what authority the president believes he has to order private companies to change their business practices. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Meanwhile, President Trump went after Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell's interest rate policies on Twitter Friday. As AP's Mike Hempen tells us, the Fed chairman is being somewhat coy about future interest rate cuts.
Jerome Powell says President Trump's trade wars have complicated the Fed's ability to set interest rate policies, but he's offering no hints about the possibility of more interest rate cuts. Powell believes there's increasing evidence of a global economic slowdown and suggests the president's trade wars have contributed to it. But he says although the U.S. economy faces risks, the outlook remains favorable, and Powell says the Fed will do whatever is necessary to sustain the expansion. Powell made the comments while speaking to a group of central bankers in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Mike Hempen, Washington.
And the war of words between President Trump and China caused stock markets to plummet. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was off 2.68% just before the close. The S&P was down 2.53%, and the NASDAQ was off more than 3%. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump heads to France for the G7 summit with other world leaders. But as Joe Davies of Reuters reports, the environment and fires in the Amazon rainforest have taken center stage ahead of the meeting.
The four-day summit gets underway here in Biarritz on Saturday. The big theme is supposed to be about improving inequality across the world, but as security is tightened ahead of world leaders arriving. Instead, the theme appears to be securing the future of the planet. The Amazon rainforest is burning at a rate never seen before. Hundreds of thousands of hectares have already been destroyed. It's prompted French President Emmanuel Macron to declare an international crisis, as he called on fellow G7 leaders to urgently discuss the matter. And Irish Prime Minister Leo Varadkar has said Dublin will vote against a trade deal between the European Union and the South American trade bloc Mercosur unless Brazil takes action to protect the rainforest. But it seems unlikely that the environment will be top of Donald Trump's agenda at the G7. The US president, who has dismantled scores of environmental rules and rejected mainstream climate science, will instead use the summit to call on fellow leaders to be more like the states and follow the American economic model to help stave off a global slowdown.
Joe Davies of Reuters reporting. A Moscow court has ruled to keep an American man suspected of spying in prison for at least two more months. We get details from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The court had ruled to keep Paul Whelan behind bars at least until late October. Whelan, who is reportedly kept in cramped conditions, had felt unwell, and the American embassy last month had said his condition had generally worsened. When called, Russian paramedics, however, said he did not require hospitalization. Whelan, who holds multiple citizenship, was arrested in a hotel room in Moscow in December last year and charged with espionage, which carries a long prison sentence. He has publicly complained of poor prison conditions and has said his life is in danger. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has survived another bout with pancreatic cancer. We get the details from AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
The Supreme Court says 86-year-old Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has completed radiation therapy for a tumor on her pancreas, and there's no evidence of the disease returning. Court says Ginsburg does not need any additional treatment, but will continue to have periodic blood tests and scans. She has had several bouts with cancer over the last 20 years. Last December, she had surgery for cancerous growths on her left lung. Tim McGuire, Washington.
And billionaire industrialist David Koch, who along with his older brother Charles was both celebrated and demonized for transforming American politics by pouring riches into conservative causes, died Friday. He was 79. The cause of death was not disclosed, but Koch Industries said that Koch, who lived in New York City, had contended for years with various illnesses, including prostate cancer. For more, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
98.1. All the hits and more.